Base Nisan, Sunday the 22nd of March, Rabbi Shlomo Fahy, Pesach and Tragedy. This week's Torah Way has been sponsored by family K. Wiesenfeld, Le'ilu Nishmas, Chaim Eliezer, and Rabbi Yaakov, Olav Shalom.
Those of you that don't know, over Shabbos, the community in Brooklyn, Sun Mishpacha, the family suffered an unbelievable loss. A hot plate that had been set up for Shabbos caught fire, and seven children, unfortunately, returned their neshama to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mother with one of the children jumped out of a window after she was unable to save the rest of the children, and they could hear Nebuch, Nebuch. They could hear even the children screaming out to be saved. They helped. So, in Brooklyn, New York. So, I'd like to maybe perhaps dedicate the words that we're speaking today to these holy neshamas, Elaine, Rivka, Sarah, David, Yeshua, Moshe, and Yaakov, children of Gabe and Gail Sassoon. The mother is unfortunately still in the hospital. Veves, what's going to happen? Even if she survives, how she's going to survive surviving? So our tefillas are the refuah shleima. Tzipora bas Gila, Gila bas Tzipora. The Gemara tells us that there's a halacha, Shloshim Yom, 30 days, Koyim HaChag, before the Yom Tif, we speak about the Inyanim of the Yom Tif. We learn out from Moshe Rabbeinu himself. We darshan in all of the halachas. And after sitting down last night to try and think about what I was going to speak about today, I realized that part of the story of Pesach, unfortunately, although we're focused almost exclusively on the miracles and on the Nisim that occur, that bring Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim, but part of the story of Pesach is unfortunately the story of tragedy. We thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu all throughout Pesach for taking us out of Mitzrayim. But in the words of Rav Noach Weinberg, who do you think put you in? So part of preparing for Pesach is perhaps also delving into what it means to be in a matzav of galus. The timing is uncanny. Unfortunately, these korbanos were taken on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, where the pasuk says, "Va'achechem kol beis Yisrael yivku es hasreifa asher saraf Hashem." This is a family that Davins and my father Shul. These are tzaddikim gemurim, a lovely person. And the kasha gets asked, beautiful kasha and a beautiful teretz, by Rabbi Yaakov Naiman. He asks, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling people to cry, isn't that pashta something that should come naturally after you see two young kohanim who are trying, and as we know in Parashat Shemini, they're attempting to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And the process by which their death happened is so tragic that ultimately what winds up happening is Klal Yisrael is falling apart. So why do they need a tzivui that they should be mechuyev to cry? And he says an unbelievable yisoid. He says, the Pasuk says, V'achichim kol beis Yisrael yifku es hasreifa. It doesn't end the Pasuk there. It says, yifku es hasreifa asher saraf Hashem. In Chag Gadya, we speak about so many different things that happen in succession. And Chazal tell us that each one of those things represents another element of Golos. Each one represents another Malchus, another story that happens to Klal Yisrael. But I always thought that there's one part in Chag Gadya that doesn't make sense. Only one part. The rest of Chag Gadya actually is logical. There's one part of Chag Gadya that doesn't make sense. It sticks out. Every part of Chag Gadya is a natural occurrence. He goes and he buys a gedi. Okay, what happens? A cat which eats meat eats the gedi. Okay, a dog which normally has animosity towards a cat bites the cat. Okay. That fire should move, fire moves. As we learned, unfortunately, this week. Water is something which is fluid. It can flow toward fire. Cows drink water. Shechtim shecht. Malach HaMoves shechts the shechit. HaKadosh Baruch Hu shechts the Malach HaMoves. There's one part of the story that doesn't make sense. How does an inanimate object, a stick, hit the dog? There's one part of Chag Gadya. There's one thing missing in Chag Gadya. And that is the wielder of the stick. He doesn't appear. We don't call the Shechit Uba, and all of a sudden the Sakin comes, Vayavoy HaSakin. We say the Shechit comes. But when we talk about the stick, we don't mention the one that's giving pech. I think part of the pshat is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name is mentioned at the end of the story because we all recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu at the end of the story. When all is said and done, and we've had time to be able to see and understand the messages, then we can see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But during the Maisa, all we see is a stick. I'm part of a messaging board with a bunch of Rabbanim. And people were speaking today, last night, about this tragedy. Some people are talking about the hot plate. See, we should really develop better, safer hot plates. Other people are saying, you know, we really should have escape routes, that we should know how to evacuate our families from homes. And every one of them is right. But at the same time, I think all of that is missing the boat. It's looking at a stick when we're not looking at the wielder of the stick. The first reaction of every human being when you hear that someone was nifter is we want to know, how did they die? I think that's because there's some sort of innate human need to figure out that if I can understand how the person was nifter, I can protect myself from that. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu has many shluchim. If we rewired hot plates, he'd figure out another way if someone's time was there to go. And if it's time for someone, unfortunately, to be brought to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a korban, a kolul, then strings of fire will come down from Shemayim and enter the nostrils of the person. Like we saw Nadav Avihu on this very day, Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So says Rav Naiman, V'acheichem beis Yisrael, kol beis Yisrael, yifku es hasreifa. It doesn't say yifku es hasreifa, it says yifku es hasreifa, asher soraf Hashem. That they should in no way be distracted by the process by which the people were taken, but to recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted these korbanos. And we sit agape, like the Mishnah and Ovah says, Rav Yanai oimer, ein biyodein loy mishalvas harashoyim, v'af loy misurei tzadikim. We have no way of understanding what's going on with the shalva of Rishoyim, why Rishoyim sit in peace, and why Tzadikim get Yisurim. Al achas kama v'kama, when we are looking at a tragedy like this, children, where do we don't have nothing to say. When Aaron makes a choice of Vayidim Aaron, it seemed to be something special about Aaron that he chooses to remain silent. But for us, we are silent because what do we say? What do we know? We know nothing. But there's a dichotomy in Torah. On the one hand, we're told this idea of Ein Biyodeinu Le'Mishavas HaRishoyim. We don't know. It's unknowable. We can't know. We can't ask. We can't have tainus. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a plan. On the other hand, the Malbim in Iyov has a fascinating insight. Iyov is asking questions to his chaverim, each one of them. He's asking a question. Why is HaKadosh Baruch Hu doing this to me? And each one of his chaverim, if you look in succession, attempts to give him a teretz. Points out the Malbim. It's fascinating that Iyov is considered the one that is the tzaddik ultimately. And his chaverim are given no special mention. Frek the Malbim, Iyov is the man with the kasha, and the chaverim are the men with the teretz. Why is Iyov the tzaddik with his kashas on the Rabbi Yishalem? I'm paraphrasing the Malbim. The Malbim says, it's better to have a good kasha than a shvacha teretz. Why? Because the kasha presupposes something. When someone asks the kasha of tzaddik v'raloi, they are asking from a very deep place in a human heart. You find people who are ma'aminim who ask this, and you find people who are not ma'aminim who ask this. They're asking, it's not fair. The kasha, it's not fair, presupposes a boire oilam, a din, and a dayan. It presupposes a boire oilam that can do whatever he wants. It presupposes a boire oilam that knows everything that goes on in his world. And it presupposes a boire oilam who is all 100% tzaddik, tomim, pa'oloi. Why? Because if any one of those things was missing, hastanish king kasha. He's not all powerful, maybe he couldn't do anything about it. He's not all knowing, maybe he was last to find out. Maybe he's not on Vasa's Nias. He's not all good, maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu just doesn't care. The kasha of Tzaddik V'Ralei is asked by the greatest mammon in the world, by Moshe Rabbeinu. And to give pat to Rutzim, Azoy, that you don't really believe, is not as much of an expression of emunah as the pain that exists in such a kasha. What's going on here? Mefashteit nisht. B'tzar lecha u'mitza'ucha, says the pasuk, when these things find you, and you'll ask, the goyim come and they ask, alma of the ha'aretz, including Klal Yisro. We ask these kashas. Sometimes we have to blive with the kasha. Moshe says to Aaron, "Who asher diber Hashem leimoy b'kroivay akadosh v'al pnei kol ha'omei kovesh." Rosh Chodesh Nisan, which is supposed to herald this beautiful new beginning, this Chodesh Hazel Lochem, it's a day which is nis'ater ba'asora ataras. It gets all sorts of crowns. Beautiful days of rishon. And as they open the Mesa Mikdash, this tragedy happens. Amalei Moshe l'Aaron, Aaron Ochi. Yodea ha'yisi sheyiskadesh habayis b'miyudov shel mokom. I knew that this bias would be niskadesh by those that were close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'ho'yisi sovor oibi oibach. I'm not sure, whenever I read this, I'm not sure if what Moshe means when he says V'hoyisi sovor oibi oibach. Is Moshe saying that I thought it was going to be me or you? Or is he saying I wish it would have been me or you? Like Moshe says in Mitzrayim in the Medrash, Chavali aleichem. Mi yitein moisi aleichem. Ach shav roya ani shehim gedoyle mimeni umimecho. Now I see that they are bigger than me and you. Rabbi Isai, we have had to ask very difficult questions. Much more difficult than the four sons. Much more difficult than the fear kashas. We've had to ask 1,000 questions recently. We've had to ask questions about why children are being run over by cars in Eretz Yisrael. Why people in the Beis Medrash davening are nechshav letzoyin tivcho. We've had to ask terrible questions. But until we ask the right questions, the messages don't stop. What do I mean? When a car runs over the child, we talk about these mishugoyim in Eretz Yisrael. We talk about decisions that Bibi Netanyahu made. It was the wrong decision, Azoy, or the right decision, Azoy. When people are slaughtered in the Beis Medrash, the shaila people are asking is, Shluchei mitzvah ein nizakin. Oh, it's the teretz. It wasn't the mitzvah that killed them. And the shittus and the rishonim, oisai. We're missing the point. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to make the matzah happen that it wouldn't be Yishma'elim and it wouldn't be Mishugoyim. It would be Shabbos Aleid. It would be the Shmiras Shabbos Aleid. So that finally, perhaps, we can wake up and ask the right question. Not if we need to rewire hot plates or have better escape routes. Those are true, 100%. But ask the right question, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us. My Rebbe Reb Berkowitz used to say, V'hisha'am dola v'seinu v'lonu, Hoshep Shat means that they keep trying. They keep trying to get us, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu keeps making sure that they don't get us. Matzilenu miyodom. But he suggests an alternative pshat. HaKadosh Baruch Hu matzilenu miyodom. From their hands. That when we forget what we're supposed to be doing, HaKadosh Baruch Hu uses, so to speak, kaviyachol, the hands of the Umos HaOlam to be able to get us back to the place where we're supposed to be. He is matzilenu miyodam. The Hatzalah comes from their hands. But what do you want Borei Olam to do? He used his agents, and instead of seeing him, we saw extremism. We saw radicals. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to switch shluchim. But as my Rebbe used to say, what a beautiful thing it is on Pesach to lift up a kois and not just to have a l'chaim kaviyachol to the Hatzalah, but to also have a l'chaim to your enemies. To be able to say and thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for being part of an ummah whose responsibilities, whose choiv to the world is so strong, it's so powerful, he will not let us fail. Even if we want to go to sleep, he won't let us. What we're here to do is too important. And you know what? When you look at Moshe Rabbeinu and you wonder, Hashem says, Bekroi v'yakadosh, and you want to know why. Why does he need to be Bekroi v'yakadosh? Why on the day of the Chinuch HaBayis does it need to be sanctified, so to speak, with the blood of those that are closest to him? Why? My father last night mentioned to me a svara, an idea in the name of the Ben Ish Chai. The Ben Ish Chai explains that they were being given a Kohen Gadol, they were being given Kohanim, they were being given Korbanos, a way to be Mechaper on any one of their Averis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, Haviyachu, was afraid that Klal Yisrael would think that they're going to get a free ride now. Because they have a get-out clause. Whatever they'll do wrong, they'll bring a korban. So in order to be able to make sure that they didn't think they'd get a free ride with that kohen, with that korbanos, with this mishkan, the Kroiva HaKadosh, he had to remind them that even those that are holiest are susceptible to din. But God said, Dankin, Baruch Hashem, we are a people who are given a mission that is so important, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not let us fail. And no matter how powerful that is, ultimately HaKadosh Baruch Hu will ask us again and again and again to raise up a cup, V'yitzesi, V'yitzalti, V'ga'alti, V'lokachti, and Be'ez Hashem, ultimately V'hevesi. We'll be able to look at Mitzrayim, Lasid Lovay, who knows when, but Lasid Lovay for sure, and understand why we had to go through a Mitzrayim. Aaron HaKoyen will be given a kais, and he'll be able to have a lechayim, and understand exactly what the cheshbonos were with Nadav and Aviv. And perhaps, on that day, Gabe and Gail Sassoon will be given closure of the type that Aaron HaKohen, perhaps alone, understands the need for. But Moira V'Raboisei, if it's our job to ask questions, we learn something else from the Haggadah as well. Whether it is the kasha of the tzaddik, of the chacham, whether it is the sinister or cynical kasha of the rasha, whether it is the simple kasha of the tam, the lowest on the totem pole is the she'eni yodea lishol. Even the cynical kasha of the rasha is better than not asking the kasha at all. Even onkin terotzim. And I often think that there possibly can be no greater tzara to the shechina to have to live through the tragedy that he is forced to put on our kehillas, on our ummah, and for us not to even get the point. Could you imagine, not just the tzar of the event, but the tzar of the event becoming pointless, chas v'shalom, because we've learned nothing from it. So there's a chiyuv. There's a chiyuv on the she'eni yedei lishol. There's a chiyuv on our children, on our families, that when they don't know how to ask, at psachloi, help them ask the kasha. What's HaKadosh Baruch Hu doing? Vos vilel, what does he want? What does he want? It had to be something that was so kaddish that there could be no shaila that it was their fault. They were kaddish and mamish children. It had to be something where there was no protagonist. There was no one else in the story, so we couldn't point our finger at them. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is splitting, like at Har Sinai, the seven heavens, and he's saying, Ein adaba toli ela bi. So let's ask the question one more time. What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu want? Chazal tell us that the night of Pesach and the night of Tisha B'Av always fall out on the same night. And they're not just giving you a handy calendar. They knew that there would be an app for that. Chazal are telling you that same concept that applies on Tisha B'Av applies on Pesach. What does that mean? They seem to be parallel opposites. But the Teretz is, Tisha B'Av and Pesach are the same thing. They are both born of the Yesod, where we understand unequivocally that we are an Amma Nivchar, and that what's good enough for everybody else is not good enough for us. And our homes look different to the homes of those around us. And we dress differently. And we eat differently. And we say good morning differently. Everything about us is different. So understood properly, that message gives us a Pesach. Misunderstood, that message gives us a Tisha B'Av. But when we misunderstand, and the message gives us a Tisha B'Av, and we're hurting, there is no pain, there is no motivator in the world that is as strong as pain. It causes us to rethink everything. So on the night of Tisha B'Av, we're sitting on the floor and we're crying. That's the night that Moshiach is born. Chevro. It's so important not to miss this message on Lel HaSeder. We are obsessed more and more with doing things for the kids. And every year at the Seder they come out with another set of games that you can play. Little finger puppets for the Makis. Masks. Very important. In fact, the halacha says, Kadesh Yishalo Atinoikis. There's a halacha of Egoizim, Ekloyas, different things that you have to do in order to be able to keep them involved, keep them entertained, keep them engaged. But Rabboisai, there's a danger that we are facing. And that danger is that our Lel HaSeder is becoming more and more of a game. And that is tragic. And dangerous. It's dangerous for us to think that Pesach is only about Nisan. It's a happily ever after, some sort of fairy tale. It's dangerous for Klal Yisrael to think that. It's dangerous for us to not to realize that there is a yin and a yang, there's a balance between those Nisan. That done right, we earn the miracles that HaKadosh Baruch Hu alone can give, and He'll turn the world upside down to save us. But on that night, if we are not conveying the Mitchila Oivda Avodah Zarah, and what happens when there's a question that's asked not exactly right by Avraham Avinu? That there's consequences. If they don't see that, and the Lel HaSeder, we've only told half the story. And when you only tell half the story, you have some sort of fabrication. You have some sort of fake bit. There's no balance. You don't understand what brought to what. Where's what's going where. So in the Shloshim Yom Kodem HaChag, we have an opportunity not just to fixate on beautifying the home, but also to look deep in the Chorim Ustokim Ad Sheyodoy Magas, to be able to make sure that the house's beauty is not just some sort of shallow external shine, some kalim that you put on the table, but that the house is spick and span inside and out. that in the Chadrei Chadorim, and in the walls of the Chadrei Chadorim, I always think that the walls are what protect our homes from prying eyes outside. And I often think that that's exactly what we're being asked to check the most. To ensure not just that we're not eating chametz and there's not chametz, but that thing that we use to protect ourselves, the images that we like to portray outside, but in the walls of our own home, are not actually consistent. The persona that we present, how nice we are to everybody else, but unfortunately not in the same way or to the same midah, to the ones that maybe need us, then to be nicest to them the most. This chesroinus that a person has b'chadrei chadorim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks us to look in these chorim u'stakim and to be inside and out the beautiful being that Klal Yisrael was designed and designated to be. V'imloi ba'af u'b'cheima, but it is our choice on the Leil HaSeder to decide that we've had enough. And even if we don't know the teretz to this kasha, to this specific one, we know the teretz to the general kasha. The ability to get away from this, it's in our hands. Nobody else's. There isn't another protagonist. We don't bite the stick like a dog does, thinking that it's the stick that's hurting us. It's only HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and He's only asking us for one thing. To be close enough to Him, to be divided enough, to be identifiable enough. Shleishinu eshmam ma'avusham and l'shoinam. To be identifiable enough that as Jews, ufosach Hashem, Hashem will jump over the homes of all Klal Yisrael and protect us from any tzar, any tzora be'ezra Hashem Yisborach. May this be the last year that on Pesach we play games. May this be the last year that we pretend to bring the korban and talk about zecher l'mikdosh. Zeicha leKorban Pesach. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu see that we are yearning now, perhaps more than ever, for a Moshiach that seems so elusive. And Be'ez Hashem, this Rotzen itself, this desire itself, should be considered to be the most beautiful kasha in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And ultimately, may He, our Tata in Himmel, answer the questions of His children and bring us Moshiach M'heirah V'Yameinu.